The Dick O'Brien is with me, and Enniscorty have just played their first game of the IL. It seems like, I don't know how long they've played rugby, and there's always a danger of rustiness, isn't there? Even though you played some games in the Leinster League, some nascent teams that are higher in the league, but I think you'd be pleased with the way the lads went about the job today, Declan.
Yeah, overall very pleased, Liam, with the Leinster League. Like, we played Nace and Belvo and Blackrock, they're all a good few divisions above us, and we blooded a lot of sort of new younger players in those games as well to see what they're made of coming out of the underage system. So I mean, it was a good barometer to measure ourselves to see where we're at in the Leinster League, and then the first game today with the AIL, obviously we've had a pretty strong win. I think we're up at like 39 points to zero at one stage, you know, and then Middleton got back into it, but some fantastic tries, and we're still experimenting with a couple of positions and a couple of players as well in different positions.
It's extraordinary how a game works out. In the opening 10-12 minutes, you dominated possession, had a couple of penalties, turned down the kicks, and should have probably been ahead, and then took an intercept try then from halfway after being under pressure to kickstart the scoreboard.
Yeah, so well, look, it falls into the style that we want to play. We try to move the ball, we try to play ball in hand, and I mean, if we fall into the trap sometimes, we should actually just take the clear and obvious penalty and to get the scores on the board, as the man says. But look, that's as much as the coach's fault as the players, because we encourage them to run the ball. But when there's an easy 3 points, you probably should take it. And then that period you're talking about at the start where we had all the pressure, then they got back to the half, and then we intercepted the ball and we were under the sticks. So look, I mean, these things work out for you sometimes, and it worked out in the first instance there.
And I suppose, to be fair, the defence was good when you were put under pressure by Middleton. To be fair to them, they came back at you. A couple of did a very good centre pairing, and Shane Anderson, some lovely sidesteps, but a couple of really good turnovers in that period where they were dominant midway through the first half.
Yeah, we're making some good defensive reads ourselves, and they were quite physical in defence at the start. But we said to the lads kind of at the 20-minute water break we have in half-time that we're chasing a lot of rucks, and we're putting our hands in a lot of rucks. Instead of getting all our players in defence up on their feet and just increase our line speed, we'd be better that way. We were chasing a lot of rucks, maybe we didn't need to, but at the same time we were getting some reward there at times. So it's we have to strike the balance between whether we poach or we work with our line speed and our spacing. We just have to get the balance of that in defence.
In terms of the game of rugby, Declan, you know, the door was kind of locked on rugby, wasn't it, whilst Jay and other sports came back and played. Rugby was kind of sidelined, really. So, you know, a lot of the players are a year older, a lot of underage players didn't get the opportunity to play. So you never know how it's going to work out. Are you pleased? There's a couple of really good young lads have come through. David Farrell, Liam Stamp, Jamie Barron is one of the veterans, but likes of Mikey Nolan and Shane Lynch and young fellas like that are getting an opportunity now.
Yeah, look, those young fellas, I mean, they're probably like rabbit in the headlights, scared. You see the faces on them before AIL games, like, you know, they're a bit glassy-eyed and nervous and stuff. So you just go around and tap them on the back and encourage them, because we wouldn't be picking them on the first team squad if we didn't believe they had the talent and the potential to go further. They'll come to terms with the physicality of the division and senior rugby, I'm sure, but the way we want to play as well from an attack point of view, it's all about trying to evade an offload and pass more than take contact all of the time. So they'll grow, Connor and Shane and Mikey and stuff, because look, they've got some good coaching underage, and it's a great opportunity for us this year to start bleeding in, you know, 5 and 6 new fellas like we do pretty much every season. I think the Middleton coach said to me beforehand, in terms of being away from rugby, it's 565 days since we played the last AIL game. I mean, it's ridiculous, really. It's almost 2 years, you know. But look, we done really well today. First game back, the sun was shining, the wind wasn't a factor at all, and we just played rugby to the best of our ability, and we got the scoreboard taken over.
And the old daddy control things, number 10, Ivan Poole.
Yeah, look, Ivan is a stalwart of the club. The skill set he has, the game understanding that he has, you can see at times he just fatigues in the game because of his age profile, but I mean, he wears his heart in his sleeve. He's the salt of the earth, probably a more genuine, authentic guy you couldn't meet, and he wants to win, he wants the club to do well. He's been here through all the underage, and he's still here going strong, and everybody keeps saying to him, every year you're going to give up, and he keeps coming strong again. So it's testament to his character and his heart and his will to just get better and better and do well for the club.
And you have a few injuries, major injuries in Tom Ryan and Badger, I suppose. Badger Stamp are two key players that be nice to have them back. But you're going to need them all, I suppose. You need a big squad in the AL. It's a long campaign.
Yeah, look, Tomás broke his arm in one of the pre-season games. It was just an awkward knock. His cast is coming off next week, I think, so it'll take a little bit of rehab for a few weeks. Tom has a couple of issues with his calf. I don't think it's too serious. But we shipped a couple of knocks today as well. We just have to assess them now tomorrow and the next day. Angelo, front rower, and MJ got knocks. And Kevin there on the wing as well, and a couple of others, Daniel Pym. So a couple of early knocks in the season. It'll test their depth, but I mean, that's why we have, you know, a large squad, and we can bring through some of the seconds that were playing last night against Mary's, who came away with just a narrow loss, 16-10 last night. So hopefully we can bring through some of those lads next week and the coming weeks as well, if we do have knocks and we have to change things around.
Enniscorthy is a club, provincial club, as we know, and it's backbone by Jay clubs traditionally over the years. You played Jay yourself and have a county medal. So to get, it must have been a bonus to get Nick Doyle just having won the senior hurling title, and the fact that he's might have been playing football today, it must have been a bonus to have him start.
Yeah, look, everybody knows Nick has a talent. We experiment with him a lot in terms of positions. We put him into the back row when we were playing a couple of years ago, sometimes second row, and I know he's played 10 in Carlow IT when he's in college, and we tried him at 13 today, and he kind of tore it up outside there, because look, the man is, he's a talent, he's an athlete, he has a real relaxed kind of demeanor about him, but he has time on the ball, which is always a sign of a good player as well, and he makes the players around him look good as well. So I mean, I hope Nick sticks with us, and I do, it's nice to see the Starlights and the Rapparees going really, really well, but we'd like to see him back playing with us a good bit as well. So we're all trying to share the wealth there amongst Nick and other players like Jack as well. Hopefully Jack will get back soon as well.
So, all in all, a good win, Declan, and Ben Mannion, new coach in, with pucks of experience, and he obviously wants to play a certain way, and your job really is the forwards, and I'm sure you buy into, it's kind of in the DNA of Enniscorthy traditionally, the way he wants to play, isn't it? To move the ball quickly, and we saw the benefits of that today in today's game.
Yeah, I mean, look, Ben's an Australian, and all Australians want to move the ball, they want to play good rugby, a good standard of rugby, but I mean, we have to have our fundamentals right, our standards at set piece, scrum, line out, and I mean, our restart needs a lot of work based on today as well, our receiving and chase, and we have to just work a little bit more on our tactics there and our positioning and stuff. But going back to Ben and other coaches we've had before, we do chase coaches that want to play a particular way, and a way that the players want to play as well. We want to express ourselves, and we want to go down fighting as a team by playing rugby, and not just, you know, silly old pick and goes all the time or just slowing down games. We want to play a high tempo game, and Ben suits that bill in the way he coaches, and he's coaching at a good standard with the SCT team up in Black Rock as well. So I think he's a good fit for us, and the players are really responding to him really, really well now in the last couple of weeks and months as well.
You're on the road next week, no?
Yeah, I believe we're up to Derry, so it's like a 3-day camel ride. We might leave on Thursday, get back on Monday. But look, we're looking forward to it. That's the beauty of the AIL, having these home and away games, and you know, going to maybe a lot of clubs that particularly the younger players wouldn't have been to before. We've done it now in the last number of years. But it's a great experience for them, you know. Just, and if you go to different provinces as well, they have different styles of the way they want to play. We got very familiar in the Leinster League back in the day with the teams that we were playing in the South East League and the Towns Cup and all. But there's a different flavour, a different intensity and style to the way teams want to play in this division and this competition. So we're looking forward to it. Look, it's a big journey. It's a long journey. We'll have to go on the Friday, stay over and be fresh and ready to go on the Saturday. And I hope we go well. Like the last time we did play Derry up there, we had a fantastic win up there as well when we went up. I think half the club went and stayed over for two nights as well. So I'm not sure they're prepared at this stage of the season to do that yet, but we'll see what comes of it anyway.
Well done today, Declan, on the start to you and the players. It's going to be a long campaign, but you couldn't have asked for a better start, a bonus point win.
No, thanks, Liam. It's a fantastic support and a fantastic win. And long may it last.
Thanks, Declan.
Thank you.